Law waved a hand in dismissal. I was just toying with him.
Toy being the operative word,
Markop said,
since he was young enough to still play with them.
The captain planted her hands on her hips. I can be convincing when I want to be.
Oh, that you were, Zuto said,
reigniting a chorus of laughter that accompanied them into the Woebegone's main cabin space, where 114D was waiting.
Everything in order?
La asked the droid. The droid raised three of its appendages in an approximation of a salute.
Shipshape, Captain.
All the cargo is aboard and accounted for.
Aboard and accounted for, Captain.
You check the thermal readouts?
In each bay, Captain.
She returned a satisfied nod. Well, all right then. The shipmates split up, each with duties to perform. Bleer and Simasali to the cockpit, Zuto, Wandao, and Pepe to check that the cargo had been properly stowed, Markop and 114D to seal the ship, and Captain La to get clearance from Baldemnik Spaceport Control. Without fanfare, the ship left the warm world behind and jumped from cold ether into the netherworld of hyperspace. La was still seated at the communications console when Bleer radioed her from the cockpit.
We need your input on something.
Since when, she said.
Seriously.
She headed forward and had no sooner ducked into the cockpit than Simasali indicated a flashing telltale on the ship's status display suite. A small metal plate below the telltale read, Cargo Bay 4 Ambient.
Too hot or too cold?
La asked the Dresselian.
Too cold.
La flicked her forefinger against the telltale, but it continued to flash.
Funny, that usually works.
She studied Simasali's frown.
What do you think?
He sniffed and ran a hand over a hairless, deeply fissured head that mirrored the appearance of the convoluted brain it contained.
Well, it could be the bay thermostat.
Or?
Or one of the shipping containers could have opened.
By itself?
Maybe during the jump,
Bleer said from the pilot's chair.
Okay, so we go check it out.
She glanced from Bleer to Simasali and shook her head in ignorance.
What aren't you telling me?
Bleer answered for the two of them.
Remember the Zabrak that Ma was talking to in the cantina?
Which cantina?
La said, then added, No, I remember him. He was looking for a lift. Simasali nodded.
He had been booted from his last freighter. He didn't say why. But Ma thought he smelled trouble and said we couldn't take him aboard.
La followed the clues they were giving her and nodded.
You're thinking we have a stowaway. Just a thought,
the Dresselian said.
Which is why you wanted to check with me before going aft.
Exactly.
La's face grew almost as wrinkled as Simasali's. The ship would have told us if anyone had tampered with the anti-intrusion, sis.
Unless he came in with a cargo,
Bleer said.
You mean inside one of the containers?
Bleer nodded.
Well, then he'd be stiff as an icicle by now.
La turned to Simasali.
Does Bay 4 have a vid feed?
On screen,
Simasali said, swiveling his chair to face the status displays. La put her palms flat on the console and leaned toward the screen while the Dresselian brought up grainy views of the cargo bay. Finally, the remote cam found what they were looking for, an opened shipping container wreathed by clouds of coolant with its cargo of costly meat fins already defrosting.
Spawn of a...
La started when the next view of the cargo bay stunned her into slack-jawed silence. Bleer blinked repeatedly before asking,
Is that what I think it is?
La swallowed hard and found her voice.
Well, it sure isn't the Zabrak.